Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egyptian Islamists menaced a Christian neighborhood in the south over the weekend. When the smoke cleared, 15 people were hurt and several homes as well as a church burned. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says Christians face a chilling reality.
I think Christians really are on their own. God is their protector there because they cannot depend on the government.
You can intervene on their behalf.
We really need to pray for believers there. There are Christians that are in above-ground churches. There are underground believers that come from a Muslim background.
We have some tools to help at our website. Meanwhile, the United States FBI arrested 159 child traffickers in a three-day sting operation last month. 105 kids were rescued. Bill Blackwire, president of Bethany Christian Services, says,
"That's arrests by the FBI, I think, have brought to people's attention. Child trafficking goes on here in the United States."
Bethany tries to prevent trafficking by sponsoring children at risk. They also minister to rescued kids and teens. The gospel message is their driving force.
We demonstrate the love and compassion of Jesus Christ by providing them families, counseling, and showing them what it really means to be loved and cared for.
Pray more kids are rescued. And the gospel's spreading like wildfire in Oceania. In 2009, Crossroad Bible Institute founded a satellite campus in Singapore. Well, last year they expanded into Cambodia, and now they're reaching Bali, Indonesia. The prison ministry works with local churches to bring God's word to inmates. Pray strength for leaders of this new program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support MNN's Wake Me Up Summer campaign and get a Josh Wilson CD. Find out more at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.